MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The Twins salvaged their series against the Royals with a 5-1 win yesterday in Kansas City. Josh Bell finished the scoring with a homer in the top of the ninth and has had a fantastic start to the season.
Yeah, I feel great. Obviously, good offseason. Went into camp feeling strong, feeling healthy. So just going to stay the course, long season. Happy to get off to a good start.
Yeah, when Josh Bell gets hot, I mean, he can get hot for a while. And I think, you know, from both sides, seeing both balls hit today, really impressive at bats. And I was just pleased the fact that, you know, we continued to grind and then we ended up getting to their bullpen.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton. Weather permitting, the Twins will be home against the Rays this afternoon at 3:10 to open up Target Field. Bailey Ober scheduled to get the start for the Twins. The Wild got a 5-2 victory last night over the Canucks.
You know, Vancouver came out, played hard. I thought we had a good start to the game as well. And then I liked our mindset. Tonight, I thought that we were ready to start the game and play the right way. We didn't come out of the first period the way that we wanted to on the scoreboard, but I thought, you know, in the second we started to push and get going, and then found a way to win it. So it was good.
That's Wild head coach John Hines. The win clinches a playoff berth for the Wild.
We kind of known we were on a very good spot. We probably would have got it eventually, but you know, just taking charge today and get it over with, and now we can just reset focus. We know we're going to be there and just be ready for the team comes.
That's Philip Gustafson. 30 saves as he gets the victory, number 100 as a member of the Minnesota Wild. In Detroit last night, the Timberwolves fell to the Pistons, 113-108.
You know, we got to make shots. We missed a wide open shot in front of our bench. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Dante just off a pin down, and then, you know, they make a contested three at the other end, and it's a huge swing.
That's Wolves head coach Chris Finch. Wolves are at Philly tonight at 6. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.